Radiating authority. It was around 1990, and the government was talking about expanding the Yakima, Washington firing range. I lived next door and was not sure this was in the best interest of either our military or our community, and wrote a note to the editor expressing my concerns. The military leadership at Fort Lewis, Washington, read my editorial and invited me to come and talk. I brought a few other local pastors with me. We were greeted hospitably at Fort Lewis. We met a man that still leaves a strong impression on me as I think of him. Commandant Lieutenant General Calvin A.H. Waller. I have never met a man that exuded such confidence. The man radiated with authority. He cordially listened to our concerns and shared with us his perspectives on the value of expanding the Yakima firing range. We shared lunch with hundreds of soldiers in the mess while General Waller mixed with the soldiers. I was struck by a comment General Waller made, saying, in essence, "I believe that expanding the firing center is in the military's best interest. I will ask for the expansion of the center. But I am a soldier. If I am refused, I will salute and say, yes, sir." General Waller was a man loaded with authority. Thousands of men, tons of machinery, and probably a few tactical nukes were at his command. Yet he knew the limits of his authority, and that his authority came from above him. There's a pressing need for leadership with competence and character today. We need it from the top down in government. It is imperative in business, education, and media. It is most critical in the Church of Jesus. My encouragement to you today is to respond to God's authority and exercise the leadership role God has assigned you. For I myself am a man under authority, with soldiers under me. I tell this one, go, and he goes. And that one, come, and he comes. I say to my servant, do this, and he does it.